Coming up right now on CBS News Bay Area, a community comes together to grieve the 7 lives lost in a horrific mass shooting in Half Moon Bay.
We're really a close-knit community here, and this has just been unbelievable that this happened here.
Just the whole community is just in kind of a little bit of shock right now.
Tonight, we get a look inside the hard-working farming community as we learn more about the victims and the suspect and hear a story of survival. This is Governor Newsom demands more action to crack down on gun violence.
Do your damn job. You care about public safety? BS.
This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Good evening. It is heartbreak, devastation, and disbelief. The coastal farming community of Half Moon Bay still reeling from a mass shooting that took the lives of 7 people. And tonight, the Bay Area mourns with them. A memorial site is now set up at Mac Dutra Plaza in Half Moon Bay. Now, this is where people are bringing flowers or simply just stopping by to pay their respects. Also tonight, there is a prayer service that is happening for the victims at the Coastside Lutheran Church in Half Moon Bay. The investigation into the shooting is still in full swing, but here is what we know tonight. The 7 victims include 5 men and 2 women of Hispanic and Asian descent. Another man is being treated for injuries at Stanford Hospital. They were all employees at the 2 family-run farms where the shootings took place yesterday afternoon. And investigators say the gunman, 66-year-old Shunli Zhao, a Half Moon Bay resident, worked at one of the farms, and that all of the evidence points to this being an act of workplace violence. Deputies arrested the suspect at the sheriff's substation about 2.5 hours after the shootings, and today they revealed that he used a semi-automatic handgun, which he purchased and owned legally. He will be arraigned at 1:30 tomorrow. Governor Newsom visited Half Moon Bay today, just one day after visiting with victims of Monterey Park mass shooting in Southern California. Now, we do have team coverage from Half Moon Bay. Our Ryan Yamamoto is at the sheriff's substation with more on the investigation and the governor's visit. But first, Katie Nielsen has a harrowing story of survival. Katie.
Juliette, the woman that we are going to be talking about worked here at Concord Farms. Now, investigators still trying to figure out exactly what happened, but we did have a chance to talk with one of her family members earlier, and when we did speak with him, he said that she was working here at the time of the shooting. He told me his ex-wife, Juana, was working in one of the back buildings with 3 of her coworkers when the suspect walked in. She says she recognized the suspect as a former employee and says the suspect asked her if they were almost done for the day. She says she told him yes. They were just finishing up and were about to go home. She says the suspect didn't say anything else and left, only to return moments later with a gun, shooting her 3 coworkers and killing them.
Pues solo entró el guy y atentó contra ellos. Se quedó en shock.
As for why the gunman did not target her, she says she never had any issues at work with the suspected gunman. The other 3 people working in that building with her all did pass away. Now, Juana told her ex-husband all she was thinking about were their 3 children, hoping that she would live long enough to see them one more time. Someone has come by and left a small bouquet of flowers at the mailbox here in front of Concord Farms. Again, this is the scene where 3 of the 7 people were killed. Investigators say they believe this is the second location where the gunman opened fire.
So many people wanting to show their love and support for that community. Katie, thank you. All right, well, the farm where the suspect worked is owned by a company called California Terra Garden. A spokesperson issuing this statement: "We remain shocked and grief-stricken over the senseless loss of 4 of our friends and longtime employees, and we pray for the team member that remains in critical condition, our staff who tirelessly work to grow the finest agricultural food products, that is, are like family to us. We will rally together to begin the long healing process." Now, it is going to take time for Half Moon Bay to come to terms with what happened, but right away, people from around the community stepped up. In fact, we spoke with a coordinator at a local nonprofit whose office has really become ground zero for those looking to help those most directly impacted.
It's just been overwhelming. You know, we're just coming out of the flood, the floods that happened here on the coast. And a lot of these families, you know, were affected by the flooding and just coming out of that, right? And then now this happens.
The local farm worker community has also been hit hard by that flooding, from property loss to loss of work, and now this. It is a tight-knit group. Many workers even live on site at the farms. Arlen Ramirez continues our coverage with how they are coping.
Well, life for farm workers here on the coast is often a daily struggle with low wages and a high cost of living. But what happened here yesterday, combined with the floods of a couple of weeks ago, it's hitting this community very hard. Aurelia, with her one-year-old grandson Marcos, showed me why these are some of the worst of times for farm workers on the San Mateo County coast. Yesterday's mass shooting at the mushroom farms came on top of floods that damaged more than 100 homes in the rural Moon Ridge housing complex.
Muy estresados, muy tristes, todo muy triste.
She says she's sad about the shooting and stressed out about the flood damage that ruined her kitchen, living room, and bedroom. She's also been laid off from her agriculture job because of storm damage. She said she's been here 20 years and has never seen anything like it. Many of the coastal farm fields were quiet today, and there was little to no activity at this greenhouse growing operation down the street. Farm workers are a resilient, hard-working, and close-knit group, although Chinese and Latino workers tend to have limited interaction because of language barriers. And just about everyone knows someone connected to the tragedy.
Es un pueblo que, un pueblito que es muy pacífico. Aquí no se ven tantas cosas de esas.
Manuel Aguilar says it's a shock because Half Moon Bay is such a peaceful community.
Muy triste y no quisiera estar en los zapatos de esas personas.
He said it's very sad and he can't imagine what the families of the victims are going through. Many of the people who worked in the mushroom farms lived on site with their families in trailers, and some of the children reportedly witnessed the violence. The families have been temporarily relocated to area motels, where they are joining many of the other families already displaced by the floods.
Len, thank you. Governor Newsom was among the many public officials who spent the day in Half Moon Bay. Let's go live now to our Ryan Yamamoto. He is at the sheriff's substation where the governor was briefed on during the shooting or after the shooting and addressed the community, and he was certainly frustrated.
Yeah, Julia, this has been quite the week for Governor Gavin Newsom. This is the third day in a row the governor has been visiting the communities in the wake of two shootings. Of course, he spent 2 days down in Monterey Park, where 10 people died in that shooting, before coming up here today. Here at Half Moon Bay, the governor first met with law enforcement for a briefing. Then he spent a lot of time visiting with community members and the victims' families. He even stopped by that nonprofit we mentioned a few minutes ago. And during the press conference today, he said he honestly didn't want to come here because that meant another senseless shooting had claimed more people's lives.
I feared 2 days ago that Monterey Park would give way to other headlines. Little did I know I'd be up here to give away 2 or 3 days from now whatever the headlines will bring. Meanwhile, the trauma and the damage, the devastation is felt for generations in some cases.
And virtually every person that spoke here today calling for stricter gun laws. Yesterday, Senator Dianne Feinstein, she reintroduced a bill to ban assault weapons. In the meantime, she's adding another to raise the buying age for assault weapons to 21. Meanwhile, other lawmakers are also fighting at the state level.
But unfortunately, it is still way too easy for any individual to obtain a legal or an illegal firearm in this state. My colleagues and I at the state level, we're going to be going back to work to really think about what else we can do to further protect the community here in Half Moon Bay, but really every single one of our communities up and down the state.
And Governor Newsom also called out House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the new House Speaker, urging the California Republican to take action on his side of the aisle. The governor extremely fiery and emotional. Jules, back to you.
Understandably. Ryan, thank you for your reporting.